Well, let me tell you something. He is Lord. He is Lord. He is risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee should bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I don't know about you, but I've been waiting all evening to get ready to pray because I understand how the spirit world and the spirit realm works. You know, every realm, every place has rules for how they operate. You know, if you go to the train station, there are things you do at the train station that you don't do at the bus station. And if you go to the bus station, there are things you do at the bus station that you don't do at the airport. Every place has rules. And in the spirit realm, there are rules of engagement. There are ways and things that happen in the spirit realm that are different from the natural. One thing that I want all of you all to understand and really listen to me, and which is why I really try to enforce the body of Christ and push people everywhere to pray, to intercede. And the reason I get you, trying to get you to understand that, is that I want you to understand that the spirit realm is more real than the natural realm. A lot of people don't understand this. They think it's just a game or it's just a conversation, or you really think it's just a bunch of talking going on. And I know that they don't believe it because they won't pray. But the Bible declares men ought always to pray. That's the only thing it told us to do all the time. And the only other thing it said do was praise. Because prayer and praise are brothers and sisters, are first cousins. They work hand in hand. Praise works with prayer. Prayer works with praise. Paul, they prayed and sang praises in the prison because there's something about prayer. And I need you to understand the reason prayer is so powerful and prayer must be enforced and prayer must be done, because you are not a natural being having a spiritual experience, but you are a spiritual being having a natural experience. You are not natural. You are supernatural. You are spiritual. Your body is going to decay, but your inner man is being renewed. Guess how often? Day by day. Your inner man is being changed from glory to glory, from faith to faith. And so I've been sent, praise God, as a battery, as a charge to get you into prayer. Listen to me. The body of Christ at large is lazy. We are lazy. We're not praying. We're not seeking his face. And right now we are experiencing the things we're experiencing all over the globe because of the prayerlessness of the church. Whatever is going wrong in the world is nobody's fault but the church. Whatever is going wrong in Charlotte, in Houston, in Jacksonville, all over the globe where there are churches, is not Congress' fault. It is not legislators' fault. Praise God. It is the church's fault. If my people, 2 Chronicles 7:14, which are called by my name, he said, what if I shut up the heavens that there be no rain? If I send locusts to devour? My God, all of this can happen. I can decide to shut up heaven, God said. I can send locusts. I can send pestilence. But if my people, God has positioned you that he can't deny you when you pray. That's the power of intercession, because God has given man dominion. We have dominion over the earth. Remember, that's the rule of the spirit. The firstborn gets land. Did you get that? The firstborn gets land. I hope you catch what I'm saying. The firstborn child gets dominion and get land. Adam was God's firstborn. And because Adam was God's firstborn, guess what he inherited? The earth. Prophet Khan, that's some good preaching. So since Adam is the firstborn and you were in Adam, guess what? You became an inheritor. You became the person who inherited the land. Whatever the firstborn got, because you are in Adam, you got it. Adam messed up. You lost it. When Adam lost it, He gave it to the devil. And the Bible declares that the devil is the prince of the power of the air. Listen to me. I said the devil is the prince of the power of the air. Let's start over. God is in control. God has a son. The son is the firstborn. The firstborn gets dominion and the land. I'm in Adam. Adam disobeyed. When Adam disobeyed, he gave his land to the devil. The devil is the prince of the power of the air. Adam is operating on Satan's lease. I'm sorry, Satan is operating on Adam's lease because it's Adam's land. But Adam, through his rebellion, gave it to the devil. Jesus comes. And when Jesus comes on earth, he has a ministry of prayer. He has a ministry of intercession because he recognizes that he's on the territory of the devil. All right? Now, right now, we are on the territory of Satan. Yes. But Jesus, through the blood, has given us the power to superimpose the plan of God onto the earth. Why is this important? There's a plan for your life for the month of February. There's a destiny for your life for the month of February. There's a breakthrough that's been scheduled for you in the month of February. But as much as that breakthrough has been scheduled, your miracle, there are demons, there are devils, there are unclean spirits, there are vipers who desire to rob you. You have a thief out there. Who is that thief? The Bible declares, hallelujah, that the thief cometh but to steal, John 10:10, to kill and destroy. 1 John 3, for this cause was the Son of God manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. The devil is working. He's working. The thief cometh. Remember, Jesus don't cometh. Jesus just come that you might have life. But the devil is working. He's continuing to do what he's doing. And you don't have time as a child of God to just be sitting at home watching TV. You don't have time for that. There's too much war going on. The enemy is after you. He's after your mind. He's after your peace. I feel the anointing of God. He's after your son. He's after your daughter. Amen. He's after your wife. He's after your husband. He don't want you to have a good February. He wants you to have bad news. He wants you to have a February full of disaster and calamity. But the devil is a liar. You, being a firstborn through Adam, and then being a first son through Jesus. That's why he had to be the only begotten son. He had to be different from all the other sons. Why? Because that made him a first of his kind. And because he's the first of his kind, that made him a firstborn. And now he is the firstborn among many brethren. I am in Christ. And if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now that we have that understanding and have that revelation, now I recognize that I have to use my authority. I have to speak with authority. And in the spirit realm, there are laws. There are laws. The word of God is the law of the spirit. You have laws in the natural, 45 miles an hour. You have laws in the natural. You can't speed. But even though those laws are there, those laws don't enforce themselves. They need police officers. And the police officer is an enforcer of the law. Well, guess what God gave you? Power and authority. Guess what police officers have? Power and authority. Let me help you. Criminals don't have authority. They just have power. What you mean? A criminal has a gun. Not only does the police have a gun, but the police has a right to use the gun at the right time. God did not just give us power. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread over serpents, hallelujah, and over scorpions, and over all the powers of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. You've been given power. You've been given authority, Amen. All power is given unto me. That word is exousia, or exousia in the Greek. That's the word authority was given unto Jesus, and I'm in him. And if he has authority, guess what I have? I have authority. Now, if you understand that, you have authority over your February. You have authority over your year. You have authority to command your morning, to command your month, to command your week, and to command your year. And we have taken the first day of February to declare that February is going to be a good month. February is going to be an awesome month. February will be a month of provision. Now, this is very powerful. And I want you to understand something. February is actually a month of purification. That's actually what this month is all about. It's a month of purification. So right now, you should be going through a time of purification. Amen. A time of shifting and sifting. Satan desires to have you that he may sift you like wheat. But I'm praying for you that your faith will fail you not. This is a time of renewal. This is a time of purification. And that's why we're going to rid our year this month of everything that's not like God. You will not have a bad February. You will not have a negative February. I told you all the other day, it is very important that one day out of the week should be a time that you separate yourself from people with the negative spirits, with that ungodly energy, with them people who don't want God, don't pray, don't fast, don't seek God. I'm telling you, evil communication corrupts good manners. You hang around evil, you start acting like it, and you don't even know why. Hear me in the Spirit of God. Hear me in the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you what I know in the Spirit, that something is happening. So we are praying, and I hope I got you stirred up. I hope I got you stirred up. I told you, today should have been a day that you were speaking, you were decreeing, you were declaring, that you were praying in the Holy Ghost. Build yourself up on your most holy faith. Brother God, how do I do that? This is how you do it. Kelebe sutu le manda. Le kadili bi andolo lo bosha. Le brondolo sulili andele de kleta. La kulili bi andolo lo bobe biasha. Bring kadeshna. La kadili andolo okosa. Vandili bi azia. Zila lo bohosha. Kambi bi asikala mayaya. Yentelebe ekadosh. Lakusha. Lekebe ekashanda. Are you listening to me? That's how you build yourself up, praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in the Spirit. Wake up talking to him. Wake up praying. Wake up interceding. Let me tell you something. The church is in trouble. It is becoming more and more carnal and less spiritual. You, in your personal life, listen to me, young lady. Listen to me, young man. You don't have time to be playing. You better get you a prayer life. God told me that 2023 will be the year of strange deaths, unusual deaths. Now, let me tell you how the manifestation of this is with Tyre Nichols. The Lord just brought it to my attention this morning. He said, it's not that we are shocked that he's killed by a police officer, because in this climate, we are used to black men being killed by police officers, but not by black police officers. We did not expect to lose one of our own at the hands of other black police officers. Oh, it's strange. Oh, it's unusual. And all through this year, you will see strange deaths. You will see unusual deaths. Huh? But in the name of Jesus, not in my house, not in my family, not in my children, not with my church, not with my husband. Lift your voice, lift your hands right now and say in the name of Jesus, I declare and I decree, hey, there will be no strange deaths
in my house, in my family, with my children, with my husband, with those whom I love, in the name of Jesus. As I lift my voice and I pray, I cancel strange death. I cancel premature death. I cancel death by sickness, death by suicide. Lift your voice, open your mouth, and begin to pray. Father, I thank you. Hey, 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 I thank you. Allah, ilalababosha. I thank you that I belong to you. And I thank you that I have whatever I say. And by divine authority, I cancel strange death. I cancel premature death. I dismantle death in my house, death in Charlotte, death in Houston, death in Jacksonville, KCC. We cancel strange death. We cancel premature death. We cancel unusual death. We cancel death by accident, death by suicide, death by lightning, death by construction, death. I rebuke death. I cancel death. We cancel death. We cancel death. Death, the Lord rebuke you. Cancel, the Lord rebuke you. Death by infection. Death by depression. Death by suicide. Death by sickness. Death by infirmity. We cancel death. We rebuke death. My son will not die by death, premature death. My family will not die, strange death. My cousins, my mother, my father, my sister and brothers will not die by strange death. Strange death, the Lord rebuke you. Unusual death, the Lord rebuke you. I cancel death by hurricane, death by tornado, death by flooding, death, the Lord rebuke you. Rebuke death, rebuke death. Rebuke death, rebuke death, rebuke death, rebuke death, rebuke death. I rebuke death. Hey, 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 hey. Intercede. Ha, kusha. Hey, mikosha. Hey, mengeleme. Halabashataya. I will not lose my pastor by strange death. I will not lose my leaders by strange death. I will not lose members by strange death. I cover, I cover, I cover. I cover and protect those who are under my care and rebuke death. I rebuke death. I rebuke death. I rebuke death. Hey, 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 in the name of Jesus.
Kate, Ababoboshe, Elemando Lobokosai, Ilando Lobohosa, Halebohoshanda. Halamando lokoya, vilian keleme, ina namohosha, lemando lokoya, bronkili mi antalados, zulian delebehesha, ila lababo shatalamaya, bronkanini mi andalekosa, ila labohoshande. You got to pray. God, this is another thing that prophetic people must understand. God reveals to redeem. He reveals so that you can stop it. Now, certain things are unconditional, but my God, I'm going to try to stop it. A prophet came to Hezekiah and told him, you will die and not live. Set your house in order. But that man, Hezekiah, turned his face to the wall and said, Lord, remember. Hallelujah. And prayed an argumentative prayer. And that same prophet turned around. And what did that prophet tell him? Ah, halabasha. Ah, ilaloboho sanda. Ah, yele mandolo kuyiri di ankalataya. Yele kaduri di eseledesh. Elabakubansia. Ilaloboho sha. Came back and said, the Lord has heard your prayer. And I'm going to add what? 15 years. To your life. Oh, Lobo Shande. Ila la mamandele be kobosa. Ila la mandolo boko talamandele li alabasaya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the power of prayer. That's the power of intercession. There's a plot against your life. There's a plot against your family. But if you pray, you don't have time to be sitting up resting. While you resting, the devil is attacking your mama and daddy. You rested. He's after your brothers and sisters because you're tired. Awake now that sleepest, the word of God declares. Get up from there. Be sober and be vigilant. You don't have time to get drunk and to pray when you get ready. My God, I command sleep to lose your babosha. I command sleep to let go of your eyes. And I command the spirit of prayer and intercession to sit on you. I command the spirit of prayer and intercession to sit on you, to rest on you like the dew in the morning. Lift your voice. We are canceling today. Alo, Mukulia. We are canceling every appointment with sorrow. We are canceling every appointment with tragedy. We are canceling all evil reports. I told you, one of the things I learned in the spirit, if things that you want to happen for you, you pray while the sun is going up. Things that you want to go away from you, you pray when the sun is going down. Witches, warlocks, they use the sun and the moon. David said, the sun will not strike thee by day, nor the moon by night. Witches and warlocks understand the power of the elements. It is only the church who is ignorant and don't understand what's going on. But that won't be your portion. I cancel every ungodly appointment. Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, I cancel every negative appointment. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus. Hey, I cancel every appointment with sorrow. I cancel every appointment with tragedy. I cancel every appointment and every evil cry in this month in the name of Jesus. And I declare no bad news, 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 no bad news in the month of February. Every bloodthirsty demon, every robber will flee in the month of February. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare that whether I'm on the sea, whether I'm in the air, or whether I'm on the road, every evil force will bow to my authority. Every evil demon will bow to my authority in the name of Jesus. Oko, Mike, Elemosha, every snare, every trap, every fowler that's been assigned against me and my career and my church and my job, it shall not stand. The plan of the wicked, the plan of the wicked, fall to the ground and die in the month of February. I sabotage the saboteur. I cancel his plans. I declare that the plans of the wicked concerning my life in the month of February, it shall not prevail. It shall not come to pass, neither shall it stand. I cancel it. 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 I cancel your plan. I cancel your agenda. I cancel your movement. Satan, Satan, if you gather your loins, you will be broken into pieces. I shatter your plans. I shatter your meetings. I come adula, lemandili ozaya, zalivivivi ankala dunusti, lilindili lidimi andala loboko, grankele beklesa ladista, zilolobo oshaya, ankala maha. Hey, someone on this call is dealing with a condition in your brain. You have a growth that is growing on your brain. There is a lump on your brain. It is cancer. But while you are on this call, the cancer is dying now. I rebuke infirmity. I rebuke sickness. I rebuke disease. In the name of Jesus, no evil shall befall me this month. No plague shall come now my dwelling. A good month, a month free of virus, free of sickness,
free of infirmity, free of pain, free of any cold. Not this month, not this month, not this year, not forever. Hey, 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 no sickness. Hiya, hallelujah. Hey, hey, somebody with a tumor in your brain, the tumor is being dissolved now. There is someone with a growth on your brain. You are being healed now. Hey, you will come and testify of the healing power of God. In the name of Jesus. There's some pastors on here who need to reach out to me because you need covering. There's some pastors on here. You need to reach out to me because you need covering. You need covering. You need somebody going to pray for you. You need covering. You need protection. You can't cover yourself. I don't care how powerful you think you are. You need somebody fighting with you. Spend today praying. Spend the day praying in the Holy Ghost. Allah. Spend the day interceding. Raise your hand. Say in the name of Jesus. Every obstacle, come on, in the way of my progress this month, be dismantled. Be dismantled. Raise your hand and cancel. Break every wall. Break every barrier. Break every door. Break every gate. Anything, any man, any woman sitting on my destiny, any man or woman standing between me and my breakthrough, any obstacle that comes through the water, that comes through the land, that comes through the air, that comes through the trees, in the name of Jesus, I command every obstacle be devoured, be dismantled, by fire. Hey, 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 Shatan. Hey, Mikanobo. Mandelebe Kataya. Likulimi Anzuya. Zilobo. 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 Hosha. I break every obstacle in the life of my family, in the life of my wife, my husband, my son, my daughter, my mother, my father, my church, my pastor. Every obstacle be removed. Be removed. Be removed. Be removed. Hey, every obstacle in the way of Lambert, every obstacle in the lay of the kitchen, bad attitudes, mood swings, every obstacle, fruitlessness, bad spirits, spirits of laziness, complaining spirits, I cancel them, I cancel them, I cancel them, not this year, not this month, not this month, not this month, not this month, every individual connected to me, connected to my life, connected to KCC, who is an obstacle, in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, I command them to be removed by fire and by power. Go, 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 go. Care who you are. Hey, 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 hey. Shut up. In the name of Jesus. Everybody on this call, this is the only time we're praying this month. I'll see you again on March the 1st. Everybody on this call, sow a seed right now of $22. There are some of you who gave a seed last month, and I told you I was going to send you something. You'll be getting it in the next couple of days. I have to pray over what God told me to do. And you'll be receiving a letter in the mail with some instructions. But I'm challenging everybody, $PBCJR, to sow a seed of $22 now. And make Psalm 22 your scripture and obey it. Psalm 22 is your scripture tonight. Read it before you go to bed. I told everybody on this call to sow a $22 seed at $P
B, C, J, R. Obashah, there are 20 of you. There are 20 of you. There are 20 of you who are going to sow a seed of $222, and I'll be sending you the word of the Lord tonight. There are 20 of you who are sowing $222 tonight. I want everybody on this call to sow a $22 seed at $PBCJR. Sow that seed. This is going to be a good month. Declare that. Good month. No evil. No sickness. And stop being cute. The cute don't take it by force. The violent do. You got to be violent in your affirmation. Violent in your confession. Violent in your belief. Violent in the attack against your body, against your mind. Be violent. $PBCJR. P.O. Box 11507. Jacksonville, Florida, 32239. BrianKarn.com, BrianKarn.org. If you're sowing that seed of $222, send an email. I forgot the email because the Lord is just giving it to me right now. But whatever the email is, Sister Joy, take it to me in a minute. But if you're sowing that seed, if you're sowing that seed of $222, I need you to send an email with the receipt or whatever of that seed that you sow at customer service at BrianKarn.org. Sow that. The rest of you, sow that $22 seed now. Everybody under the sound of my voice, sow that $22 seed now. Homa, elamando lobohota, iko loboho shikelemanda, inonomokosaya. I said, now, the only people who are sending the email to customer service at BrianKarn.org is the individual who is sowing the $222. There are 20 of you on this call, and I dare you to trust God, and I'll be releasing the word of God to you today. The word of the Lord will be released to you today at your email, so I'll need your email. I'm sure you can send that when you send it at customer service at BrianKarn.com. Everybody on this call right now is sowing a $22 seed now. Now. You're sowing that seed now. Sow it for your family. Sow it for your children. Somebody got healed on here. Do y'all hear me? Somebody with a condition in the brain. I'm telling you, that thing literally dried up while we were talking. There's a condition in the brain. But God's healing that thing. Hey, by Sunday. Yeah, be old Satanai. Open my eyes, Lord. Huh? You're sowing that seed now in faith. I love you so much. Hallelujah. I expect to see you Saturday in Houston, Sunday morning in Jacksonville, Sunday afternoon in Charlotte, 3 o'clock. I'm so excited about the month of February because it's going to be a good month. I said it's going to be a good month. So you're sowing your seed at $PBCJR. That's $22. $PBCJR. Ha, ha, ha. Holy God, you are. Blessed Redeemer. Good God from on high. BrianKarn.com, P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida, 32239. Sow that seed in faith. Watch God. You hear me? I said, watch God. This is going to be a good month for you. And so shall it be A great month. A month of divine favor. There are 20 people sowing $222. And you're going to that website. You're sending an email to customer service at briancarn.org. You're doing that now. You are blessed. You're anointed. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And this month will be a good month. I love you. More grace. Stay in prayer. Stay in prayer. Stay in prayer. Pray in tongues. Intercede. Watch God. I want to say to KCC, we got to increase our prayer. Got to increase our prayer. We got to increase our prayer. We got to increase our prayer. Some of you have gotten lax in prayer. Let's pick it back up. You are blessed. More grace.